Sixth sense required, and letters and comments. A quote from another master, Nisargadatta Maharaj, seems congruent with Ramana's teaching and frames the background to my question perfectly. As long as knowledge means description in terms of what is already known, perceptual or conceptual, there can be no such thing as self-knowledge, for what you are cannot be described except as total negation. All you can say is, I am not this, I am not that. You cannot meaningfully say, this is what I am. It just makes no sense. What you can point out as this or that cannot be yourself. Surely, you cannot be something else. You are nothing perceivable or imaginable. Yet, without you, there can be neither perception nor imagination. The sentences bolded are the essential ones. They seem to make perfect sense, but do they not imply reality is beyond our power to perceive? Granted, reality must exist, yet without you, there can be neither perception nor imagination. But either it is something we can only infer, and what use is logical inference? Being entirely conceptual, it does not satisfy. Or, given that knowledge necessarily involves the dichotomy of subject-object, we would indeed need to grow a new faculty of unitary perception to be able to grasp it. And evidence of such a faculty is nowhere to be seen. There seems to be no way out. Reality appears to be beyond us forever. What further might the Maharishi have said? Canadian seeker. It is true that the reality is beyond us forever. It is the us in us that makes it so. If we eliminate the me, there will be no perceived we, no us, just the being, the true self, the one reality. Bhagavan has given a clear, direct method to experience who we really are, our true nature, which is eternal, ever-present, but obscured by one little speck of dust in our eye, so to speak, and that is the ego. When it is washed out or worn down to nothing and eliminated, the self, our true self alone, shines eternally. In the last sentence of your question, you wrote, what further might the Maharishi have said? To the earnest aspirant who approached him for solutions to the doubts, he was invariably responsive. But more often, the doubts simply dissolved in his presence and not a word was spoken. For peace and clarity filled the seeker's heart and mind. I believe that this same process continues even now at Sri Ramanashramam or wherever his presence is invoked with genuine sincerity and devotion. But what would the Maharishi have said? Perhaps something along these lines. If by our in your question, you mean the ego, the Maharishi might have said, yes, definitely, the ego is incapable of perceiving the reality simply because what we are in reality is beyond the mind and sense and is egoless. For the true self, there is no other, no second to perceive. It is beyond the subject and object, beyond the ego. The self is the foundation on which everything exists, including the ego, who perceives and imagines. And although inference or conceptualization of the truth may not be the truth, nevertheless, clear intellectual understanding is a pathway which ends in the realization of the truth. No additional faculty is required to know the self. Do you need a mirror to know that you exist? Existence is being consciousness. Now, our consciousness perceives existence only in relation to thoughts. Remove the thoughts and hold the being alone. Then our true essential nature is revealed. This is how it is. As individuals, we can never really experience it. But the truth is, and you are that. Editor.